This month, Kansas City said goodbye to a pioneer in gospel music and education. Michael Charles passed away suddenly at the age of 64 of liver cancer. Throughout his career, Charles performed around the country with gospel greats such as James Cleveland, Richard Smallwood, and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. He worked in the Kansas City, Missouri School District and served as minister of music at St. James United Methodist Church for 23 years. Susan occasionally sang with Michael Charles there. She attended his memorial service last week and brought back this remembrance.
The sanctuary and choir stand at St. James overflowed with people celebrating the life of Michael Charles as the mass choir sang one of his most popular songs called Fire. Michael Charles started his music career singing in the children's choir at Friendship Baptist Church. His mother died when he was 9, and his family had little money for piano lessons. So Charles did chores so that he could use a neighbor's upright piano. His youth was spent focused around the music ministry at Mount Moriah Church, where he traveled and sang with the male chorus. Charles attended Central Missouri State for a while, but left to travel with a well-known gospel group called the Raymond Raspberry Singers. Charles eventually earned a doctorate in education and was affectionately known to all as the professor. He wrote and arranged more than 200 songs, many recorded by local and national gospel artists. And he had his own singing groups, including the Michael Charles Singer and Daybreak. Pat Brown Dixon remembers when she first got to know him at St. James.
Over 20-some years ago, when I was acting director of music, and Michael was playing for our new Daybreak Choir, and I just couldn't handle it. I asked him if he would do it, and of course he said yes, because Michael never knew how to say no. So he became the minister of music at St. James about 25 years ago now. And ever since, I've been working with him as a choir director, as one of his Michael Charles singers two or three different times, and as a friend. When my father passed in 1997, 400 miles from here in Arkansas, I looked up and there was Michael. Michael put together a choir in this little bitty hometown and played and just helped to make my father's going home service just so special. And that's the kind of person Michael was.
It's a story you hear over and over again about Michael Charles. When a family member or a friend passed, even if it was across the country, he would appear and help with the music. Dixon says that along with his compassion, Charles carried himself in a unique and dignified way.
Michael was just a man among men. He was regal. If you know Michael, you know how he carried himself. And he demanded respect, and he demanded you respect yourself. And he would not take less than the best. In some of our rehearsals for music, Michael would make us go over and over and over and over. He would make us reach ranges we didn't think that we could reach. And that's what it is. Somebody that will make you reach higher than you thought you could.
My name is Vonnell Middleton. We actually taught school together at the same school. We started out years ago, over 20 years, and I won't tell you how old I am. But we started out at the same school, Graceland Elementary School. Michael had a piano in his classroom, and he actually bought the piano and placed it in his classroom. I taught at that time an exceptional ed class, and he taught a third grade class. And when my students would act up and I was a beginning teacher and I didn't know what to do with them, I would bang on his wall. We just gave each other this signal. And he would come over and he would help me to develop some strategies to be able to work with students who had exceptional abilities. But after that, I heard the Michael Charles Singers. And I used to actually follow them around and I would beg Michael, if there is anyone that drops out of this group, please let me know because I really love to sing. I will miss his presence and his encouragement, But one thing that I will also miss is the strict discipline that he had. He corrected you if you were wrong. He didn't do a lot of smiling and laughing and playing at all. So you knew when you were going to come to rehearsal, it was only going to be for 1 hour. It would be for that 1 hour, and that was it. But, you know, the beautiful part is after I left the funeral on yesterday, I began to think about what are those things about Michael that I always want to not only remember but carry with me. And I think the biggest thing that he has taught me is how to be more disciplined. And those things that I'm really committed to, be committed to those.
Michael Charles had other talents. According to his friends and colleagues, he was a gifted cook known for baking mouth-watering rolls. He could sew and made special choir robes. And he had a knack for shopping at garage sales and junk shops. But his legacy in Kansas City will be his music. Ollie Robinson, who is artistic director of the Kansas City Boys Choir, says Charles was a mentor to him.
I would describe Michael as being a traditional gospel musician. I mean, his music reaches the hearts and the souls of the people.
What was distinctive about the way that he sang and played?
Michael had a signature voice. You knew it was Michael's music, and you knew it was Michael's voice, just because it was very smooth and very mesmerizing. And no matter what he sang, he would always reach the people in a real unique type of way.
Now, were you ever with Michael when he was actually composing?
I was there with Michael when he composed. I can't think of the song, but I've been there before, and it was very he didn't waste a whole lot of time. He knew what he wanted, he knew the style, and he could make it happen just like that. I mean, in a matter of seconds.
What did he teach you about music, the music ministry, gospel music?
He taught me to always be sure, know exactly what I'm going to do, always be prepared, and make sure that the people sing exactly what you want. Don't let them improvise. Give them exactly what they're supposed to do and make it work. And love them, and always use a scripture base. Always stay with the scriptures. That way you'll be safe. And stay focused, you know, and so that's what I've done, and it works. It does work.
Because it's no small feat trying to corral choirs and keep them on track. And as they say, the devil can be busy in the ministry of music.
That is so true. It's so true. But you know what? You've got to be in control of the situation. And he was always in control.
That was something Gloria Britton Ellis soon learned about Michael Charles when she first worked with him.
Michael was my mentor. Michael was my friend, my teacher. He and I were working over at Metropolitan Spiritual Church of Christ. And I was on the staff as one of the musicians. And so I remember that I did not attend a rehearsal on an occasion, and I did not call Michael to tell him that I wasn't going to be able to attend rehearsal. So Michael fired me. He said, okay, now you think you, because you're my play sister, and, you know, we real close. So he fired me, and then he to teach me that you have to be responsible when you're a musician. You have to set an example for the people that are you're working with. So, but we never lost touch and everything. We still work together, but he fired me. But it opened a door for me to expand my music. But even then, Michael and I were very, very close. We worked at the and did the finale for the Martin Luther King celebration for 20-some years together. He hired me here at St. James United Methodist Church back in 1997, and he and I just got closer and closer together, and I'm certainly going to miss Michael.
Ellis is following in Michael's footsteps as the minister of music at St. James, but his influence still remains. Educator, gospel singer, director, and composer Michael Charles passed away on March 9th at the age of 64. We're ending today with the voice of Michael Charles singing My Redeemer Lives.
I know my Redeemer lives. There is no doubt in my mind, he's everywhere that I go. When I'm lost the way
show. I know, I know my Redeemer lives. I know the Spirit of God is so gets in my hands and my feet. Makes me want to shout when I'm walking down.
Well, that's it for KC Currents this week. If you missed anything or you want to hear it all over again, find all of our past shows online in our audio archives.
That's at kcur.org/kccurrents. You can also hear individual stories there or sign up for our podcast. Find us on iTunes. Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or call our feedback line at 816-235-2881. Or if you're into Twitter, we're at kccurrents.
KC Currents is produced by Sylvia with assistant producer Alex Smith. Michael Crane is our intern. And our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.